The message you're about to listen to was preached at Foursquare Gospel Church Dominion Center, pastored by Sam Osalau. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
It says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. This verse of the scripture is so comprehensive, so detailed, although short. For everyone who desires to be on a higher ground, for everyone who desires to move from one level to the other, the secret of that movement is hidden in this one verse of the scripture that the psalmist, David, had packaged together. He packaged this verse intentionally, knowing that there will be people who will sit down, do exegesis on each of the words of this verse of the scripture, and see the secret to getting to higher ground. So briefly this morning, as time will permit us, we'll be checking the secrets of getting to higher ground from this verse of the scripture. The secret of getting to higher ground. So I will show us five main secrets that everyone who desires to get to higher ground needs to take note of for him to get to the higher ground that he desires from God. From this verse of the scripture, the psalmist, after looking at his life, looking at the way God has dealt with him, looking at the things he has desired that God will do, and the process of God doing them, he said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Now, in this verse of the scripture, you will discover the first secret to getting to higher ground is recognizing your present position. Recognizing your present position. The psalmist was starting this verse. He said, from the end of the earth, that was his present position. If you ask him, David, where are you? He will say, I am not on top of my game. I am not the best I can be. Where I am now is the end of the earth. When you talk of the end of the earth, you talk of somebody that has been forsaken, somebody that has been forgotten, somebody that has been neglected, somebody that nobody wants to relate with. Those are people that you say are at the end of the earth. Psalmist said, look at me. I am not pretending. I am at the end of the earth. He recognized his present level. It is difficult to make progress if you don't know where you are presently. Nobody can help you if you don't know your present location. Most times when we are driving and we are stranded, we want to use Google Maps to check direction. Yesterday, we went for a program in Ikoyi, myself and Pastor Collins, and on our way back, the third mainland was blocked, and we are trying to navigate back to our route. We have to go through Google Map. And for Google Map to help you get to where you are going, the first thing Google Map will ask you to put is your present location. It says, where are you now? If you don't know where you are, there's no way it can help you. So ask yourself, where are you today? There's no need to pretend about it. There are people who don't have anything in their pocket who pretend as if they are big men. And nobody can help them. Because the carriage is the carriage of a big man, but the real person is empty. There are people who need assistance. But the way they talk, they don't talk like somebody who needs assistance. So even if God is placing somebody beside them who can assist them, the way he's talking, the person that God is sending to him will make a mistake. Say, this is not the person God is sending me to. David said, look at where I am. I am in the farm with my father's animals. There have been prophecies that has gone ahead of me that I will become a king. But I am not yet a king. There's no need to pretend about it. Open up yourself to God. Say, God, this is where I am. There are people who come to church and behave as if they are the one who is controlling God. When it's time to pray, somebody who should shout is talking delinquently. God says the thing is just biting him. It has not entered his body well. When the thing enters his body, he will scream, this is where I am. God, help me. I've discovered that Africans, it is people who should shout more that keep quiet more. It is those who should shout more that keep quiet more. The psalmist said, this is where I am. Where are you? Because even God cannot help you if you don't recognize your present location. God can make mistakes. God may think what you want is money, and what you want is not money. So God will ask you, what do you want? A blind man called Bartimaeus ran after Jesus. Obviously blind. Everybody can see that this one does not have the eyes. And when he ran and got to where Jesus was, you know the question Jesus asked him? You asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Does that not sound like a stupid question? You have seen that this man does not have eyes. And he's asking, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And he said, "Bring him," and he got to you. I felt that Jesus didn't need to ask him. You know, just, okay, this one that is blind, I am sure what he needs is eyesight. Jesus could have just, Jesus doesn't make that kind of mistake. He asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Because there are people that you think their problem is husband, but they don't know it's husband. They think their problem is money. Sometimes last month, there was a young lady very close to us, about 36 years of age, that we felt that she should be ready for marriage. And they were trying to recommend somebody to her. So one young man too, who is about 42, God has blessed him, but does not have a relationship. Good guy, good girl. And we feel that these two should be able to work together. So we try to introduce the boy, the good guy, to the girl. So we try to do it maturely. We ask the younger brother of that girl to speak to her that there's one person that this your pastor knows, who is cool-headed boy, God-fearing, but doesn't have a relationship. Since his last relationship broke 4 or 5 years ago, the lady traveled abroad and the lady disappointed him. He hasn't gotten that relationship. Would you be interested in this boy? If you see the text the girl sent, say, "Nobody should talk to me about marriage again. If anybody talk to me about marriage, I will commit suicide." I said, "Eh?" At like 30, what's her age? 39. "If anybody talk to me about marriage, I will commit suicide." I said, "Me, I don't want somebody to commit suicide." So me, I felt at 39, somebody should be interested in marriage, but she's not interested in marriage. Ask me, what she looking for? She's looking for somebody who just give her belly so that she'll have one child of her own. Christian sister, recognize your present position, your present location. Say, "This is where I am now." God wants to help some people, but God does not understand their present location. God feels this is where they are, but this is where they are. The psalmist says, "From the end of the earth." He could pretend to be a special person, no? You know, he's an art man. He has animals around him. He could pretend like somebody who is important. "Ah, I am the one controlling my father's farm. Hey, I am a big man." The guy, he wasn't a big man. He said, "From the end of the earth." Ask yourself, where is my present location? Be factual about it. Some people deceive God. They deceive human beings. They still deceive themselves. We're checking higher ground this month because the theme of a national convention that is starting this week is higher ground. And the psalmist is telling us secret to higher ground now. He said the first thing you do, recognize your present location. Don't pretend. There are people you pretend to. Say, "This one, I don't want them to know that I don't have good clothes." So you borrow clothes. You have seen people borrow clothes before. She's going to party. Instead of her to wear the kind of clothes she has, he goes to borrow clothes. So that they will think I'm one important person. Who is he deceiving? Deceiving himself. Psalmist, "I don't want to deceive anybody again. I am open to you, Lord. Lord, this is me." Because even if you don't open up to him, he knows what you need before. He just wants you to confirm with your mouth. Say, "God, this is me." When I was a student, there was a young guy that always would say, "Our millionaire and daddy were, our father is a rich man." See, my father is a wealthy man. But when you look at his life, there is nothing like wealth in his life. There is no resemblance of money in his destiny. So he always pretend, "Our father is a rich man. Our father is a wealthy man." And then one day, during the break, there was a year during the time we were in school that there was a 6-month or 9-month strike during that time. That the school was on holiday. The fellowship now sent all of us, all the executives, to be greeting people at home. There was no phone at that time. Send all of us to be greeting our fellowship members at home. So I was one of the people they sent to go and greet this boy. So we now check the address they put down in the fellowship. The address was Ajegunle. So I called two or three other sisters and one brother, so we can greet like four or five people together around Ajegunle. So we're greeting the first few people we greeted, went to visit, we're not expecting anything special because they were not overrating themselves. We put that boy as the last because we told ourselves that his father is a rich man, so at least they will give us food when we get to that house. At least we will eat when we get to that house. So our mind was, the way the guy carried himself in school, you would think that his father is the vice president of Nigeria. So after we have visited, we have trekked around everywhere. We now say, let's go and settle with this one. At least we'll be able to rest and enjoy ourselves. So we go to the house address he gave us. We look at the house. Say, this cannot be the house. No, this one cannot be the house. It's not as if the house is not good, though. The house is, at least, although it's a face me and face you, but it's still good. It's human beings that live in face me and face you now. But the guy, the kind of impression he has painted for us, we're expecting like a three-story five-bedroom duplex, right wing and left wing. I was expecting to see cars around the place. But we saw this house that does not have fence, that does not have gate, and it's just unpainted and everything like that. No, this cannot be the house. So we check the address again. No, this cannot. We checked around the 3, 4, 5 buildings around the house. There was no house that resembled what that guy was painting to us. So, okay, let's even ask somebody in this house if they know him. At least they will describe to us. Maybe this one, he has given us number 8. Maybe there is number 8A and his own is number 8B. You know, there are some streets where you have 8A and 8B. Then he has forgotten to put B there. So we now asked a girl that was washing, that one tied in row, was washing in front of the house. Tie wrapper. Say, we are looking for solo persons here. Now my bros, they look for. My bros, you there inside, you there inside. Inside where? Say, you there inside. Just enter, turn right like this, you see him there. Ah, we thought of this place, this boy has painted. So we said, let us give it a trial. You know, so one of the guests said, no, it can't be him. Maybe the name resembles. Don't worry, when we get there, whether it's him or not, already in front of the house. So we enter the house, we knock the gate. As we enter the room, the first smell that came from that room, we wanted to run back. The guy had painted an impression that, but he's far from the impression he's painting. So the psalmist said, this is my present location. Have you been deceiving God? You have been deceiving man, you have been deceiving yourself. In this month of higher ground, come to terms with the reality that this is my level. Long ago, I used to have a friend, when he wants to go for ministration, when they invite him for ministration, he will go and borrow a car to go for ministration. I say, why are you borrowing the big car to go? I say, so that when I get there, they will feel that I am one important person. They say, you are placing yourself at the level God has not placed you. If you ride Okada to the place, maybe God will tell somebody in that place, yeah, this is my son that is riding Okada. Go and give him Maruwa or give him moto. But when you carry a big car to a place, and God is telling somebody to give you 504 car, and you have carried Pathfinder G to that place, yeah, God, this one is an embarrassment too. I can't go and give. Everybody lift up your head and say, God, this is my present level. This is my present level. Recognize your location. This is where I am. The psalmist says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed. Number 2, be fed up of that level. Say, when my heart is overwhelmed, be fed up of the level where you are. Say, God, although this is my present level, but I am fed up of this level. I am tired of this level. I am tired of the valley. I've not seen people who sing that song seriously. Somebody is singing, I am tired of the valley, and is dancing. I am tired of the valley. Hey. Is that one tired? Ask them, is he tired? Say, God, I am fed up of this level. Because a guy can poo-poo, a young boy, 2, 3 year old boy, can have pampers and poo-poo inside the pamper and he's still playing, the mother will not worry. But when he poo-poos inside the pampers and he's crying, why, they say, what is wrong with this child? Why, they say he has poo-poo. What would they do? They will remove it. But if he's still playing with the thing, they say, leave him, that the thing never full. He never full. Wait, small. Pamper na 700 naira, he never full. So
Some of us have recognized our level, but we are not fed up of it.
We are enjoying where we are.
And if you are enjoying it, what is God's business to take you away from where you are enjoying? He said, from the ends of the earth, when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, my heart is tired of where I am.
Are you tired of where you are?
Some people are enjoying where they are. So God has no problem with them. Some years ago, Baba Obada, the prophet, T. Obada, was doing a massive healing crusade at Teslim Balogun Stadium, opposite National Stadium. I was very young then, maybe in primary 6 or so. And come to that crusade, you see blind seeing, lame walking, and all manner of miracles. There was a lame man, a lame Hausa man, in front of that Teslim Stadium, where the main thing was happening inside. And some young guys went to meet him. Come inside. You see the miracle, Say, I know they come. We're now wondering, why will they ask you to come, you that don't have legs, to come inside and receive testimony? He said, you are not coming. He said, if I come now and I begin to walk, now you're going to give me money every day? I was a small boy at that time, but I remember that incident something now. That means the position where he is comfortable. There are some people that where they are is where they should be crying to God on a daily basis. But because they are comfortable with it, they take God nonchalantly. Because they are comfortable with it. What shows whether you are comfortable with where you are or not is how you respond to God concerning that thing. How are you responding to God concerning that issue? So nonchalant, so carefree, so unbothered, because their heart is not yet overwhelmed. If you are not tired of where you are not ready for where God wants to take you. God is not committed to changing your situation if you are not fed up of that present location. Ask yourself, am I truly fed up of where I am? If you are fed up, it's not yes or no. It's what you do with where you are that determines if you are fed up or not. So when a child that has people start to cry, wah, even if the mother does not want to change the pampers, the people around will say, "Omoton kila taro edalone." This child that is crying, answer, say, "Okay, we have seen the reason why he's crying. Change the pump." Reluctantly, the mother will change it. Most of us are dancing in our situation, and God is not feeling what we are feeling, because what we are showing is different from what we are feeling. He says, "When my heart is overwhelmed." Is your heart overwhelmed? Are you tired of that position? I feel if somebody wants to sing, "I am tired of the valley," he will be crying, "No, omije oju mi bere anu re baba." He's singing it and he's crying. He said, "This one is really crying." God said, "No, this one." Never. That's when it's time for praise and worship. In this church, we dance. But when it's time to pray, you pray. One of the most frustrating things in life is to see people who believe in prayers. I say, we are organizing a special prayer meeting night vigil, last day of the month, because of the situation we are. And you see those who claim to believe in prayer will not attend last night vigil. I say, how can somebody be so heartless to himself? Say, when my heart is overwhelmed. What did I call number one? Recognize your present location, your present position. What is number two? Number three, know where you desire to be. He said, "Lead me to a particular rock
a rock that is higher than me. Although he was at the end of the earth, from the end of the earth, he knew where he was, but he also knew where he wanted to be. Say, God, this is my level today, but this is what I am trusting you for. There are people who don't know where they want to be. Ask them, where do you want to be by this time next year? Anywhere, as long as it is good. Say, we are mortals in the hand of the Creator. Whatever he likes, he can do with our life. He doesn't have a desire of his own. The psalmist knew precisely where he wanted to be. He said, this is where I am, end of the earth. But there is a rock that is higher than me. I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. The Lord will lift you to a higher rock than you in the name of Jesus. Lead me to a rock that is higher than me. It is not enough to recognize your location. It is not enough to be fed up of that location. You must also know the next location you are going to. So I was talking about GPRS that time. So if you are on Google Map, you know your present location. And you are ready to move. Then it tells you, where do you want to go? You put. That's the only way you can be helped. See where I want to get to. This is where I want to get to. And when you have that kind of focus, that kind of direction, everything in your body will form a synergy that pushes you there. People around you will cooperate together unconsciously to put you there. Because now you know where you want to end up. Say, there is a rock that is higher than me. That particular rock is where I want to go. Well, somewhere yesterday, somebody was mentioning that a pastor said, the reason, he said, God cannot help you if God asks you. He said, God, Lord, pay all of my debt, pay all of my debt. God says, how much is all of the debt you want me to pay? He said, maybe about 20,000, about 200,000. He said, God will not help you. But when you tell God, Lord, be basic, this one, 7,250 naira. This one, 3,520 naira. This one, 17,000 naira, 200. He said, that one, God will help. Because God knows precisely that this one knows what he owes. So, what do you want from God? There are students who are trusting God for breakthrough, academic breakthrough. Students trusting God for academic breakthrough. He doesn't have a predetermined GP that he's trusting God for. Lord, this is my GP now. This is what I'm trusting. All his prayer, Lord, shall I can pass. Lord, just let me pass. Even if it is let my people go, I don't mind. Just let me pass. That's his prayer. Say, lead me to a rock that is higher than me. There are business people who are trusting God for expansion. Oluwa, Ishemi, Sodinla, let it be big. God says, Inla is relative. What is your definition of Inla? What is your definition of make my work big? Somebody has a shop on this road. He is big compared to other people. Another person has two shops on this road. He is bigger than that one. Somebody has a shop here. Another one in Ikeja. Another one in Oshodi. She is bigger than the one that has two. And somebody has a shop here. Has in Abuja. Has a Port Harcourt. He is big too. What is your definition of big? He said, look, I'm asking you to lead me to anywhere. Just lead me to a. There are other valleys around. There are hills around. There are mountains around. But it is this rock that is higher than me I am trusting you for. What are you trusting God for? Ask yourself, what are you trusting God for? And to help some of us, January, we ask you to write a list of the things you are trusting God for in the year. Because by experience, I've discovered that when you ask people to ask God for one thing, 30 days later, call them. What is that thing you ask God for? Say, what is it, Servo? It's true. Pastor asked us to ask for one thing. What is that thing? He doesn't know again. Now, if you yourself cannot remember your request, how will the angel God put in charge remember it? You don't understand? Somebody has gone to meet a doctor in the hospital.
Say, I have headache. I have stomachache. I have this, I have that. Okay. Doctor says, okay, go and use these drugs. The person comes again. That's okay, your file is not here. But what was the complaint you gave the other time? Say, I can't remember again. No. I think I told you that maybe it's stomach. I can't remember again. The doctor will say, you are not serious. So there is a particular rock that is higher than me. That is where I desire to be. So where do you desire to be? Ask some people, January this year, where were you? November this year, where are you? By January next year, where do you desire to be? He doesn't have any goal, no aspiration, no pursuit, no passion. His life is just wake up, live the day the way it comes, and then sleep. And then wakes up the next day, live the day the way it comes, and then sleep. Then wakes up the third day, live the day the way it comes, and then sleep. God cannot have such a one. I've told us before in this church that some people live their life like a leaf on top of a river. When a leaf is on a river, it has no direction. Anywhere the water flows is where they go. If the water flows like this, the leaf goes like this. If the water decides to flow like this, the leaf goes like this. If the water decides to take a bend and come back to where it's coming from, the leaf goes like that and arrives back at Jawan. That's where some people are living their life. Anywhere life pushes them, that's where they go. They are not intentional about life. They are not passionate about life. They are not focused about life. All that concerns them is, Lord, anything you like, do with my life. So God says, anything you like, no problem. I'll give you anything I like. But somebody is asking God for something precise. Okay, anything you like, take. You take what is precise. And most of such people will now accuse God. Ah, God. It's the same church we have been praying. See what you have done for this one. See what I have done for this one. See what I have done for this one. But me, anything I like, see what I have done for me. So Bartimaeus, that I was telling you, there were so many people who were rushing after Jesus. Crowds were pushing. But there was this young man who knew what he wanted. Have mercy on me, son of David. And Jesus was going. He was still shouting, have mercy on me, son of David. All the other people were talking to, but they were not intentional about it. They were just following Jesus. Just follow. Like that leaf on top of the water. But Jesus had one person who knew where he wanted to be. And Jesus stopped and told other people who were saying anything Jesus like, let him do to us. He sent them to go and call that one. And attended to the request of that one who knew the rock that is higher than him that he wanted to go. And all the other people were spectators. People who are not focused about life always end up watching those who are focused about life make the progress they desire to make. Say, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. There is a rock higher than you. Have you desired that rock? There are some people, you ask them, what is the next level you are trusting God for in life? They don't have an answer. Should I test it? Ask some people now, what is the next level you are trusting God for in life? It will take them 2-3 minutes. They will start thinking about it now. Okay, what will I say? If pastor call me now, what will I say is the next level I'm trusting God for? If they don't know their need, how will God help them? Number 4, pray about it. Say, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. After you have discovered your present level, and you have told yourself you are fed up of this level, beyond telling yourself, your attitude in that level shows that you are fed up of that level, and then you have desired a particular level that is higher than you, then you can take it to God in prayers. Most people will skip these first 3 levels, and the first thing they will do is take it to God in prayers. And then they don't receive answers. Because there are levels they are supposed to have covered before getting to the level of prayer they have not done. After you have recognized your present location, your present position, your present level, your present situation, and you are tired of it, and you know where you want or desire to be, you now take that where you desire to be to Jesus. So fun Jesus, on loreti omo, go to sore. Tabi ye come on,
So fun Jesus nikan. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. There's no friend like him. Imagine she won't read a miller.
Take it to Jesus in prayers. Most people, when they have done number one, they have done number two, they have done number three, rather than take it to Jesus in prayer, they take it to their friends in prayer. See, life is not fair with me. This life, self. Only God knows what he's doing with this life. All of my friends, I know where they are now. We shall be trusting God, shall? He has not taken it to Jesus, so he's murmuring. The number of hours some people spend in murmuring about their situation is more than the number of times they spend in crying to God about the situation. Instead of pray about it, he murmurs about it. He complains about it. I'm even tired of this life. There was one advert that time. I'm tired of this life, oh, now so wa Allah. I'm tired of this country, now so. I think it was the 1993 when MQ and Antofa, thank you. Rather than run to God and talk to God about it, they can prefer to talk to friends about it. While he's talking to friends, he ends up talking to enemies about it. Some friends are like enemies. You call them friend enemies. They are friend to you, but in the real sense, they are enemy to you. They are not praying that you make progress. They are not praying that you move forward. So each time you complain to them and say, ah, Peleo, hey, Peleo, in their heart, they are not saying Peleo, they are not saying, hey, God, don't catch up. God, don't catch up. Rather than run to Jesus, he was telling friends. This young man called David, he knew there was no friend to talk to. All his father's children are not his friends, they are his enemies. Imagine they wanted to coronate somebody as a king in his house. They sent the message that we are coming to anoint a king in your house. It was that morning his brother sent him to the farm. Can you see wickedness? Even if he was not the one they want to coronate, if he's one of his brothers they want to coronate, should they send him to the farm that day? Shouldn't he just be there and watch his father being coronated as a king? They said, you are not even fit to witness to witness the experience at all. So they drove him away. And those are people who have been confiding in, you know. Those are the people who have been telling his problems, so, and say, see, this is the way life is doing me. He knew there was no friend apart from God. So he said, I will cry unto God. Everybody lift up your hand and say, Lord, I cry unto you. Come and help me. The one you are even saying, God will not take it serious. Say, I cry unto you. Come and help me. How can you be before somebody who can attend to you and you are talking like that? He said, I will cry unto thee. Not that. He did not say, I will talk to thee. He did not say, I will speak to thee. He did not even say, I will discuss with thee. What did he say? What did he say, I will do? Shout Christ if you can help me. Say, God, I'm crying unto thee. He said, I will cry unto thee. You know what I've discovered in life? It's only when people get to very, very serious, neck deep, embarrassment attracting challenges that they cry unto God. When it gets to a level where he knows that there's no way again, they wait until that time to cry unto God. That he is stuck. There's no way again. That's when they remember to cry unto God. If you don't believe me, ask Sister Bamboye. When there was challenge in her office, ask her how many times she did special prayers. But don't wait until that time before you start crying. The challenge with believers is that we wait until when it is almost too late before we cry unto God. The energy with which we used to cry unto God when we have serious problems, if we use that same energy to cry unto God before those problems comes, we'll get promotion. Should I say that again? The energy with which we use to call upon God and cry unto God when we have challenges, when we have troubles, problematic situations, if you use that same energy to cry unto God when there's no trouble, we'll get better promotions in life.
So when I go to mountaintops to go and pray, special prayer, I see people that they are, God, if you don't save me, this is embarrassment. If you don't save me, this is embarrassment. Lord, you must do it. 21 days I've been fasting on this mountain. You must do it. You must do it. And God will end up doing it. But does he have to wait until that 21 days for God to save him from trouble? Maybe if he had done that 21 days when there was no trouble, maybe God will have changed his level to a higher level. That shows he is not fed up of the position where he is. Say, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Cry unto God. Don't just complain. Don't just murmur. Don't just look about it. Don't just be fed up about it. Cry unto God. Cry means you open your mouth and you will scream. Cry unto God. And number 5, seek for divine leading. Seek for divine leading. You have discovered where you are, your level, your position. You have discovered your present level. And number 2, you are really fed up of that level. Number 3, you have desired a particular level you want to get to. Number 4, you have prayed about it. Just wait for divine leading. Say, God, I am ready for you to lead me now. He says, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. It is only God that can lead you to that rock. Your experience cannot bring you there. No matter how much book you read, cannot take you there. Most of those who are controlling millions in Nigeria, how many education do they have? How many educations do they have? Even those who have education now, their destiny is in the hand of those who are not educated. Why are our students at home now? Because professors are collecting peanuts and area boys are taking millions, hundreds of millions every month. Can you see how life is? Life is not balanced. Only the one God has lifted can make it. This month, God will lift you. Say, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Every time he leads you, he's leading you to a particular place that is better than where you are. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leaded me to this. He leaded me to that. He leaded me to that. He leaded me to this. He says, even though I walk where? When God was leading him to good places, he leaded me to green pastures. But when he decided to go on his own, say, even though I walk, where will he walk to? The valley of the shadow of death. Does it look like something that you want to go to? When you decide to lead yourself, you end up in the valley of the shadow of death. But when God is leading you, he leads you to a rock that is higher than you. In this year, God will lead you to a higher rock in the name of Jesus. Bow down your head and talk to God in 1 minute. Lord, I am ready for this higher ground. Lead me to a rock that is higher than me.
Thank you for listening to this message. We are sure you are blessed by it. If you would like to contact us, our address is 102 St. Fimbres Road, Akoka, Lagos. Our phone number is 0813-529-1769. Our email address is fgcdominioncenter@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook at Foursquare Dominion. God bless you.